Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The 2-2 to Fernando, and he drives on a deep left. Hat going back, he turns, and it's gone! Fernando connects on his fifth home run of the year, puts the Padres on top 1-0. To left field, Hap going back, that's gone too! Fernando's second home run of the night gives the Padres an 8-4 lead. Fernando connects on his sixth of the year.
The Score Midday Show, 10-2 on 670 The Score.
This is a Score Midday Show where we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we head out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today and talk to one of, I think, a favorite of ours just by various intersection, Marshall Harris, Tony Gwynn Jr. He is with the San Diego Padres broadcast. We just heard it there. Tony Gwynn Jr. is the Padres radio analyst. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it, Tony. I know it's been an exciting time out in San Diego, not as exciting for Chicago Cubs fans if you go back over the last 24 hours. But the Padres right now with the best record in all of baseball, what do you attribute that to?
It's a team that is, going on year two of being together. And for some guys, even longer than that. And I just think there's a continuity that this team has. Whether we're talking offensive approach, whether we're talking defensively, they just seem to be pulling the rope in the same direction. And for, I think a change is that it's happened so quickly, and I attribute that to the kind of continuity they have.
Tony, I think also there's something to be said for when you know you've got hitters in the lineup who are going to produce and how that confidence really can affect 1-9. I think there was a good example of that yesterday. How would you say the performance of the Stars has really lifted other players into playing at their best levels as well?
I think that's a part of it, right? I think anytime, you have a team that's this talented and built really around a nucleus of stars, as they go, the rest of the team is going to go. And I think when it's at its best, you have the stars doing what they do, but the pieces around also contributing in ways that help winning. And I think when you look last night as an example, you look up and down that lineup, somebody did something to affect the game, whether it was a walk, whether it was hits, whether it was getting on base, scoring runs. 1-9, everybody really had good ABs and really put a lot of pressure on that Cubs bullpen.
Man, when you say pressure, you are correct about that. We were talking earlier about the scenario where Jameson Taillon leaves the game at 5 1/3 and gets pulled right before Gavin Sheets has his at bat. We saw what happened with Gavin Sheets. Ball drops, confusion maybe on the part of fielding as to who was supposed to be where. Ian Happ said earlier to us, he thought that was his assignment. But then we saw how the rest of that sixth inning unfolded for the team. What was your impression of how the Padres were able to take advantage of that, and just what happens when this, your team gets extra outs?
It's so interesting because when the Padres were in Chicago, the roles were flipped. The Padres didn't make a couple key plays that spiraled on them, and the Cubs ended up beating the Padres two out of those three games in very similar fashion. I thought yesterday was kind of the flip to that. The Padres got themselves in the position. Cubs don't make a play. And then from there, the Padres took advantage of the opportunity given to them. And I think, you know, that's what the Padres have done really well all year. If you leave the door open at all, they're going to kick it down. And, you know, it was kind of payback for the Padres because, as I said, it's the same thing happened flip side when they were in Chicago.
Looking at tonight's matchup, I know Padres are looking at a possibility of, you know, winning this series outright with a win. But Shota Imanaga on the mound, he was brilliant in the home opener for the Cubs. I'm wondering, from your vantage point, what was making him so successful? And do you think the Padres will be able to adjust that tonight?
Well, listen, they haven't figured it out yet. This isn't the first time Imanaga has pitched well against the Padres. He did it last year in Chicago as well. And to me, he's so much fun to watch because he's constantly on the attack. He's constantly in the zone. He's got a little personality to him. And he's proven to be a really good pitcher in this league in his early career here in Major League Baseball. And certainly, you know, I don't want to say it's a weakness for the Padres, but one of the question marks is what is their lineup? How productive will their lineup be against lefties? So far, it's been kind of a mixed bag. Most of the Padres' success has come against right-handed pitching. So, you know, Imanaga being one of the guys who really shut them down, they'll have some questions put before them today, and, you know, we'll see how they do.
One of the nice things about Shota Imanaga, as we know, is just how he's been able to use that arm slot to really his effective use. You know, the high fastball working for him, he doesn't throw as hard as a lot of other people. You know, we've seen that splitter be so effective. Knowing what you know about this Padres lineup, what are your impressions of not just him being a lefty, but how that pitch mix has worked against the hitters that you've seen?
I mean, Imanaga is really the only one that has that kind of left-handed pitch combination that the Padres have seen. And the first go-around, as we talked about, it didn't go well. Imanaga does such a good job of changing the eye level. Even though he's not throwing hard, I think that based on what you see, it seems like the ball gets on guys a little quicker than what the radar gun is actually saying. And so he uses that very effectively. Very rarely is he leaving balls in the middle of the plate. And, you know, that's no matter how hard you throw, that's really the name of the game. If you can locate and throw the ball where you want, the hitter's at a disadvantage. And so I think for the Padres tonight, the thing that makes them good is that their approach really doesn't change depending on the pitcher. Now, there might be some small, you know, details that they may change up, but for the most part, they're trying to hit line drives, left center, right center, trying to get pitchers in counts where they can be aggressive. The tough part for the Padres with Imanaga is he doesn't really fall behind that often. And so you're left trying to, you know, figure out a really good pitcher that has good stuff.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm curious, Tony, just in your post-playing career, but it really even back then, I mean, you carry the weight of that Gwynn name, a Hall of Famer, arguably the greatest hitter of all time in terms of average and contact. How often do you find yourself getting told stories or telling stories about your dad as far as the game of baseball is concerned?
Pretty much every day. That's, you know, especially as, you know, being a broadcaster for the San Diego Padres, if I leave the booth to go, you know, to the concourse to grab something to eat, inevitably I'm stopped and someone has a story for me. And listen, I don't mind them. It's some of them I've heard multiple times. Occasionally I get a new one. And so either way, it's just a reminder of how special my dad was to the people here in San Diego.
I mean, I will confirm our goal on the broadcast was always to try to make your dad laugh, and he was always a wonderfully willing participant in that. And I know that the family's sense of humor is one where we always try to do the same thing, Tony.
Yeah, no, he definitely loved to laugh. I think if he's known mainly for being a great hitter, he's probably secondly known for his laugh and how much he liked to do it. So we try to continue that tradition here. Still to this day.
We were talking earlier with Ian Happ about the atmosphere now at Petco and how you could even absorb it last night watching the game. You know, it's late for us to watch. It was an 8:40 start here in Chicago, but you could feel that excitement. And to have that ballpark packed with the fans the way it was, I was saying to Ian Happ, you have the Dodgers in LA the series before, Padres team that we know can do a lot. It's almost like a playoff atmosphere now with the star power they've gotten and how the fans have gotten behind this in the way they have.
It really is cool. I mean, that's, remind you, that's a Monday night. So, like, that's not something that maybe two and a half years ago we would have seen. But, you know, it's been pretty consistent like this for the last year and some change where the people show up. It doesn't matter what day it is. It only helps when you have a good team like the Cubs in town. That just enhances the kind of vibe that you have in that building. And listen, having been here my whole life, it is it's still kind of unbelievable to see. I just never had ever envisioned a place like this really being sold out on almost a consistent basis.
Joined by Tony Gwynn Jr. He's the Padres radio analyst and former Major League Baseball player himself, and of course the son of the great and legendary Tony Gwynn. Tony, I'm looking at the NL West standings right now, and I'm like, this is just crazy. How good is this division, and how tough will it be for a team that has maybe a good season but can't make the playoffs just because of circumstance?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the real deal. I think it was kind of thought that, you know, it could be a pretty strong division. I think the Dodgers, they kind of put a blanket on everybody else in the division just based off of all the news and all the signings they were making. I think people forgot how good the Padres were the year before, how good the Diamondbacks have been. And I think the Giants have done a terrific job over this offseason. I think, obviously, having Buster Posey at the helm in terms of the baseball ops thing, I think that's an advantage. It's a new set of eyes, a different perspective of how they're going to play the game. And then they went out and signed guys that kind of match that. You know, Willie Adames being over there, I think they have a pretty good starting rotation. I think Lee is going to be, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be a factor in this division. So, I mean, that's four teams right there that I think you can see a scenario in which, you know, three of these teams could sneak their way into the playoffs somehow. That's how good I think the National League West is.
No, I completely agree, Tony. And I also think, you know, we touched on this a little bit earlier, but there are some familiar names on this Padres team. It's not just Dylan Cease for people who watch the White Sox. We're still trying to figure out what happens to him in all of this if he ends up getting traded. But it's also guys like Gavin Sheets batting cleanup. You know, you talk about how all of the lineup contributed. Jason Hayward on this team as well. You know, what's your opinion of even those three guys and what they've done so far, especially the change of scenery really seeming to benefit Sheets? Like, he's literally hitting cleanup last night.
Yeah, no, and he's been good all year. I think him on his own in the offseason getting out there and trying to change some things, getting back to kind of the basics as he's talked about, you know, in the early part of the season, and then – kind of linking that with Victor Rodriguez, the Padres' hitting coach, has been kind of the perfect marriage. And we've seen the kind of benefits of it early. Jay Hay, you know, his kind of name speaks for itself. I think he is the type of winning ball player that every team needs. And he's got off to a slow start, but he started to pick it up here as of late, had a couple big hits in the last couple of games. And then Dylan, you know, I think as long as the Padres are in contention, I don't see him going anywhere. Because this is a window that the Padres have open in terms of going out and challenging for a World Series. So as long as they're playing like this, I don't see any chance Dylan goes, because he's that big of a piece in this rotation. So, I mean, all three of those guys have contributed in big ways early on. That was Dylan's best start yesterday. He hadn't really thrown the ball that well to this point, but he kind of got back to himself in last night's ball game.
Tony, the I'm looking at the Padres as kind of a model of one way to approach collecting talent, getting superstars. As you say, they weren't afraid to pay guys just a few years ago, but also knowing when to flip a guy to allow yourself some flexibility, whether you want to add pitching. You know, Dylan Cease, there was talk about him being traded, but obviously Juan Soto is the big name there. How do you like what they're doing? And is this a blueprint for teams that don't want to spend like a big market team, say the Yankees, the Padres, even the Giants in that discussion, and want to try to make things a little bit more moderate?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a way that it can be done. You know, there's lots of ways, I think, to get there. It's just, what is the willingness of ownership to do it? I think what it really boils down to in all of these cases, right? If ownership is not willing to spend, it doesn't matter what kind of plan you have, it's probably going to be an uphill climb. And so, you know, the ownership here, the Seilers have, you know, made the decision that they want to compete, but they've done it in a way in which, and you got to give A.J. Preller a lot of credit on this too, right? It's been creative in ways, right? Being able to flip a guy like Juan Soto and get, you know, the type of pieces that, you know, are contributing, Michael King, and then flipping one of those pieces to get to Dylan Cease. And they just have been smart with how they've done it. Padres weren't that active this year, but they already had their nucleus signed. You know, Manny signed for a long time. Toddy signed for a long time. Bogarts signed for a long time. So they have their nucleus. The pieces that they're going to be adding, you know, at least in the near future, are going to be probably on the margins.
Yeah, in fact, Tony, one of our texters, I think, was throwing that out there as well, just making conversation with us, and said, you know, if the Cubs had traded Juan Soto, how would that be received? And I replied with, well, they also signed guys like Xander Bogarts and traded for Yu Darvish and signed Manny Machado. And, you know, that's the type of thing that you want to see teams do, is those type of moves where, yes, that trade happened, but they've done a lot to show you how they want to bolster their team.
Right. And I mean, again, that always boils down to what is going to be allowed by ownership. And I think the Padres made a decision way back in. And this plan has come to fruition over the last 5-6 years, but it started well before that. And they just have executed. It took a long time. They were very honest in terms of how long they thought it was going to take, and it was on time. And so I think when you're honest and upfront with the base, they're willing to give you a little grace. And as long as you execute the plan, you could have a situation where, you know, I think the fan base obviously wants more. And I think that's what any fan base is going to want. They want a World Series title. But at the very least, this is probably the longest stretch of good baseball San Diegans have seen. And that's in due part to the moves A.J. Preller and, you know, ownership have made.
Tony Gwynn Jr., it is great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining Marshall and me on the show.
Thanks, Tony.
No problem. Thanks for having me.